This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
A little bit later on the Paracast, we'll get into monster mode. Some people say I go into monster mode when I look in the mirror, or I say somebody stop me or something, but it's not quite that bad. That's later with Linda Godfrey, and she has a new book out, which is affectionately called Monsters Among Us. Now, I thought for a second when I saw that title, you know what, maybe she's talking about politicians, but then we get attacked if we talk about politicians. But remember, we are equal opportunity offenders. Let me give you an example of this. We received a nasty email from somebody referring to an interview that we did on the Paracast with someone named L.A. Marzulli. And I barely remember that interview. I bet you don't even remember it, Chris, do you? Because you weren't there.
Yeah, that was before my time.
Right. This is 2009. So somebody takes an interview that we did in 2009 and writes us a hate message about it. How wrong we were, how rude we were to the guest. So without going into detail, because I don't have the patience, I wrote back to the person and said, all right, this interview was done in 2009 with a different co-host. So, you know, it's kind of out of date. And that made the person even more incendiary, and they want to deny that we did the interview in 2009, even though if you go to the site, theparacast.com, what does it say, 2009? It takes all kinds. In any case, last week, as you know, we did an episode called Shop Talk. And we talked a lot about music, and also about music and UFOs, about different entertainers being interested in the subject. Of course, John Lennon had a famous UFO sighting with his then-girlfriend May Pang back in the mid-70s. So, you know, we see this interest in Sammy Hagar as an abductee and all that. And I thought that'd be interesting. And I guess people didn't like it that much when we started talking about music as opposed to just things flying in the sky or ghosts and things like that. All right, things happen. We can't predict when we do 52 shows a year without exception whether you'll like it or not. And then it gets to a more interesting point. We invited Nick Pope on for after the Paracast. Chris had an emergency, and so I noticed that Nick was online on Skype, and I sent him a note. Want to do the show? Sure. But not about Rendlesham, because he's been on the show several times about that, or UFOs. He is also interested in conspiracy theories. But he is a conspiracy theory skeptic. If you noticed last week and after the Paracast, he believes in some conspiracy theories, but he thinks that the JFK assassination was a lone gunman, that 9/11 is the result of miscommunication or interagency rivalry in the U.S. that we didn't pick up all the signals. If we had a better way of cooperating, if we had a Homeland Security Department at that time, which we did not, maybe we would have stopped it. But he's entitled to his opinion. I tend to think in a more conspiratorial fashion about JFK, but people are entitled to their opinion. But so far, it seems that people are just dismissing Nick Pope out of hand and not listening to the episode. Chris, that, you know, kind of disappoints me.
Well, you know, a lot of times it's the people that have issues with a particular guest or a particular subject that they're, you know, are going to speak up and make their displeasure known, where the vast majority of people maybe don't particularly like the guy, but they don't particularly dislike him either. They're just interested to hear what people in the field have to say. And, you know, my whole adage is if you work for the government and you have a pension, you are handcuffed to a certain extent by the type of information you're exposed to. So you always have to take everything with a grain of salt from somebody who is an ex-astronaut, an ex-Air Force pilot, you know, and the adage that I use a lot is once a spook, always spooky. So that being said, Nick is very smooth and very, you know, slick and Teflon-like when it comes to discussing especially the UFO subject. And I think he's forced by circumstance to present a more conservative point of view, which may or may not reflect his true feelings about a particular subject. But he's, once you're in the position of working in government service, you're beholden to that. And so you always have to take that into account when you're talking with the John Alexanders and the Edgar Mitchells. There are examples of people that appear to be stepping outside of that particular, generalization that I'm making. Walter Bosley kind of comes to mind, although, again, he'll tell you right out, there's certain things he cannot talk to, sources and methods, for instance. So that being said, you got to give the guy a little bit of slack. I was not particularly thrilled about his involvement in the prediction of a UFO event at the London Olympics. I thought that was a little bit beneath him. They must have paid him a lot of money to do that for him to get involved, because that whole scenario seemed a little bit out of character, at least in my mind. I don't really know Nick that well, but I've had a chance to talk to him on a number of occasions. Of course, we've had him on the show a number of times. But, you know, you do have to remember that the guests that create the complaints and the pseudo hate mail, whatever you want to call it, every one of our guests are going to have detractors, and it's the ones that are the most vehement about their displeasure are the ones that are going to speak up and make it appear that it's a bigger deal than it really is. Because quite frankly, I don't care. I realize that there's people out there with opinions, and that's fine. And I don't really care one way or another what a person thinks about me or any of our guests. You know, that's their business. If they don't like what we do, they don't like how we do it, don't listen. I've gone through, one of the hardest years, definitely the hardest year of my adult life here the last, 13, 14 months. And people are taking exception to my particular attitude or whatever. Well, you know what you can do with that. I've been going through a lot. Gene's been going through a lot, and we're trying to put our best face forward. But at times it's difficult. And, there's been some detractors moaning and groaning about, oh, Chris is this and Chris is that, or Gene's getting a new co-host. Yeah, whatever. I don't really care.
Okay, and I just tell you, I'm not going to go into details, but as some of our listeners know, I'm in the process of trying to find a new place to live because the landlord kind of took out the rug from under us and sold this place, and so we have to leave by a certain time. And if we don't, we're in a hotel or we're in the street. This happens to a lot of people. So we're busy looking for a new home while we're trying to do the show. One way or the other, the show gets done. I don't know from where, but that's my particular situation. We've all had problems. Chris has had tragedy and he's had illness, and that's how it goes. Now, when it comes to someone who works for the government, we understand the situation. If you're working in an area that entails some level of security clearance, you've got to do what you've got to do. But that doesn't make this person a bad person, because in a sense we're saying you work for the government, you got to be bad. No, you work for the government because maybe you like doing it. Maybe it was the job that was available. Maybe you think you're contributing to society by working in that government job. You're doing something that's good. And the question is as a Nick Pope, because he can't tell you things, and he tells you flat out, there are things I can't say related to national security. That was my job in the Ministry of Defense. We understand that, God and country and everything. It doesn't mean he's lying to you. It means he has to hold back. He has to be cautious in certain areas. But there still could be plenty of information there to evaluate, understanding the exceptions. But once again, anyone involved in a military agency, a defense agency, with possible security connections, what do you expect? I mean, they even said that Major Donald Kehoe, the big UFO pioneer, was a tool because he was a retired Marine Corps major. Of course, he had been retired for many decades before he got into the UFO game, but there you go. In any case, we have Linda Godfrey. We're going to talk about the monsters among us. And it's not some of our guests. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
The award-winning Graphic Converter 10, the universal genius for photo editing apps on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for the Swiss Army Knife app. It gives you all the features that you expect, and most important, it's easy to use. You can get it for just $39.95 from www.lemkesoft.com. That's www.lemkesoft.com.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey protein powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey protein powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely. And I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
On the Paracast this week, the topic is Monsters Among Us, and we're not talking about the monsters we hear in those political campaigns and at political conventions, because we can start a whole discussion that people do not want to hear, or anyone else. We've got someone who goes after monsters quite often, and that is Linda Godfrey. Welcome back to the Paracast.
Oh, I'm so glad to be back. Thanks for having me.
Now, when it comes to monsters, and we'll get into the book in a moment, what's our fascination? Because obviously we like grotesque things that run around and that pick up little girls and throw them into the lake like the Frankenstein's monster did in the original movie with Boris Karloff, where he sees this little girl throwing flowers into the lake, and then he looks at her, smiles, and throws her into the lake. Remember that scene?
Yes.
We never actually see him throw her into the lake. We just see somebody carrying the dead girl later on. Mm-hmm. Because in those days, we didn't show the rather graphic nature of a monster film. It was always implied.
Which was scarier in a lot of ways.
Well,
to me, anyway.
Well, you see, in those days, too, and here's an example. In the original Dracula, which was a very tame movie, not the silent movie, but the one with Bela Lugosi, very tame movie, very slow moving. When they did the stage play, remember it was based on a stage play, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When they did the stage play, you know, people were screaming as a result of this. When they did the movie, people were just, you know, fainting in the aisles. We forget how people reacted. And then, you know, nowadays, of course, monster movies are very graphic. You know, blood, gore, whatever. And what is our fascination with all that?
Well, you know, I think if you asked a psychologist, you would get an answer something like, well, we like to exteriorize. That's a word that I see in that sort of situation quite often. We like to exteriorize or bring out of ourselves the fears we have about our own selves, our own actions, our own bodies, about being hurt and that kind of thing. We like to put it out in front of us and have it in one scary package where it looks human enough that we can relate to it, but it's just weird and gross and different enough that we can be scared witless over it. And that somehow helps us maintain a balance. I've seen variations on that explanation many times. And I think there's a certain amount of it that holds true, you know, because so many of the people who write to me will say, oftentimes say, I felt like I was meant to see that, or like it had, there was a message there for me, like there's something more going on than just some kind of a strange animal. And I think that we do find it entertaining because we like to put ourselves in the place of those people and think, what would I do? What would happen? You know, if that had been me, would I run? Whatever. In my books, I really am after a little more than just a scary story. I like to compare and contrast and just reflect and speculate, which means, you know you're not doing any kind of scientific experiments because, of course, you know, you can't prove or disprove most of the things people see. But you can speculate and put things together and help people deal with things that really often do frighten them, you know, quite often. And the thing that keeps me coming back to it is that so many people have these experiences. They can't all be hoaxes. They cannot all be just, you know, somebody having a hallucination that's similar to some guy in Kentucky two states away that had the same quote-unquote hallucination, and they never heard of each other, and they never saw whatever they were seeing in any other place. You know, so there's no collaboration. So that's kind of a long, it's a long twisty answer, but people really do just enjoy getting a thrill and kind of a vicarious scare out of these incidents, and that's what first attracts them. And then as they learn more, they're usually more deeply caught by the mystery of it. And what are these things? Why are there so many? Why do they look kind of like us, but a lot worse? You know, and I think that's what hooks people in.
That's a good point. And the variety, though, is what's kind of bewildering to me at times. There's so many different types and descriptions. And, I mean, it just runs the gamut from A to Z in terms of the different types. How could something so pervasive and so, you know, there's just so many different types. How could something like this exist in the physical world without being established as being physical? Are we dealing with something you think that's physical? I know it's hard to generalize, but I think there's a lot of commonalities between the various types of monsters that are reported out there. Do you think in general these things are physical, or they're paraphysical, or a combination of both? Or
I think more and more that there's something paraphysical or otherworldly about them. You know, and I hate to say paranormal, because then people are thinking, ooh, ghosts, you know. And it's really not like that. It seems that they have this uncanny, very widespread collective intelligence that, and I say that because people say the same thing no matter where they see it in the world and what the creature is. They'll feel like the creature is aware of them, that in a way that it shouldn't be if it were just a wild animal, that it knows something about them, that it kind of speaks to them maybe empathically, not like hearing words in your head or any of the mental illness type of symptoms, but just that they feel it's communicating with them somehow. And the messages are so similar that people receive, it just doesn't seem like it can be something natural that we know of, at least not that we've ever seen, you know, in our zoology books. It's something completely different. And there are more. My newest book, The Monsters Among Us, is kind of based on this. After 25 years of collecting reports, almost 25 years of collecting these reports and writing the books and interviewing the witnesses and looking at them all, at first the ones that seem to have that paraphysical aspect, maybe transforming or maybe turning invisible or just suddenly vanishing or that kind of thing, it seemed like I was getting more and more of them. In the beginning, I got very few, and it was kind of easy to shuffle them off into another pile and not really do too much with them. And then the last few years, it seems like suddenly people are mentioning that they have seen anomalous lights beforehand. They're saying that the creatures vanished or were invisible, or the bullets bounced off them, even though they had direct hit with a semi-automatic weapon. You know, things that should be really impossible if these were just timber wolves walking upright, some type of unknown primate, some type of giant leftover bird.
One of my favorite, very interesting reports was from the mid-70s, I think in 75, in Montana, where a Bigfoot was seen by, I think, a girl and her brother outside in the yard or something. And I think one of them pretended to, like, shoot it with a gun, and it very theatrically clutched its chest, fell down, and then got up and walked away.
We have to walk away, too, guys. We have to walk away for a second with Linda Godfrey and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
Now, in our first segment, we were mentioning the fact that Nick Pope talked about conspiracy theories in last week's After the Paracast. But the only way you can hear that show, to see if you like it or not, if you agree with his theories or not, is to subscribe to the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. Now, what do we give you there? Well, we give you the After the Paracast podcast, which is special interviews, show wrap-ups, anything that comes to our mind. And we also offer this show, the Paracast, commercial-free, better quality audio, some transcripts, classic episodes, and more. The subscription price cheap. Our price cheap, month to month, annual, 5-year, lifetime. Go to plus, P-L-U-S dot theparacast.com. The book is Monsters Among Us, Linda Godfrey. The subtitle is An Exploration of Otherworldly Bigfoots, Wolfmen, Portals, Phantoms, and Odd Phenomena. I use the word otherworldly. So you're telling us here, you're framing this, Linda, as something where these creatures, whatever they are not of this planet, this dimension, what?
Well, I particularly chose the word world because specifically refer to a planet or a dimension or anything. It's a world is something that a human can be in and perceive as an environment outside him or herself. Okay, so a world could be another dimension, another planet. Here on planet Earth, we usually refer to the world as what we see immediately around us. But if it's another world, and some people have claimed to see into what they thought were portals where it looked like you would be able to step into it and experience it as a world that you could live and breathe and walk around in. So these other worlds are just different habitats and environments, and perhaps we would not be able to move or perceive anything or even exist in any of these other worlds. But it seems to me that there is just enough evidence that's both anecdotal and also some physical evidence, you know, like footprints that start in the middle of a field, walk toward a woods and vanish, or that walk and meet another creature and then one disappears, things like that. You start seeing that enough and you think, this is not normal. This is not Earth, Terra, normal. Something is going on. Hey, maybe did I just coin a word, Terra normal?
Terra normal. I like that, Chris. What do you think?
Sounds like a good band name.
The Terra normal. I can see that now. Chris, that's a band for you. Your next band is the Terra normal. Linda, do you play music?
Terra abnormal.
Or as they say from people who enjoy the film Young Frankenstein, the Terra Abbey normal.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Beautiful.
But I think I may have to copyright that, so you'll just have to catch me later, Chris, and we'll talk about the band.
I'd be in the band, the Terra Abnormal.
Okay, Linda, do you play a musical instrument? We're trying to recruit members here.
No, nothing you'd want to hear. I did sing. I had a vocal minor in college. And I did sing, but mostly, like, classical type stuff.
Well, you know, that hasn't stopped other singers from becoming rockers, right?
That's true. I know plenty of pop songs, yeah. I still sing a little bit. Not like I used to. I mean, my coloratura range is gone. But, you know, I still have some fun.
Singing in the shower, probably.
Singing in the shower, a little karaoke. Jeff Ballinger and I did a really mad rendition of I Got You, Babe, after one of the Chicago Paracons.
Oh, boy. So,
he said, remind me never to do this again. When we got
I never that. Could figure out who was singing, Cher or Sonny.
I know, they sounded
so similar.
Well, you know, the worst thing that happened here is I think Cher had a really good singing voice, and then it deepened.
Yes.
And I think she lost her higher register. I bet she blew it out.
Yes, that's what happens, yeah. Because she was throat singing a lot of the time.
Now, I'll tell you who has blown out his voice and is really sad. Paul McCartney is very raspy these days. He's nowhere like what he was in the old days. I mean, he had this amazing voice, but he was shouting and screaming and trying to be Little Richard. And you can't live that way.
No. No. When I was in college, I wanted to also go out for cheerleading. And my voice professor said, absolutely not. If you want to sing in the choir, you want to sing here. If you want to be a vocal minor, you may not be a cheerleader because you'll blow your voice out. Pretty much word for word.
Oh, well.
So, yeah, so now I just go out in the woods and scream for Bigfoot. So I don't have to worry about wrecking my voice anymore.
That and a little tree thumping.
Once in a while, I did have an astounding experience last week that I never thought I would have involving the rock clacking thing. It was something, you know, they're said to pick up a rock in each hand and then clack them together.
Yeah.
You know, and I always thought it just didn't seem that would be a really effective thing for them to do. You know, I always wondered about it. It wasn't that I thought it couldn't be. I had my doubts, you know, and I'd never really known anyone personally who had experienced it. And I had a friend from the Unknown Creature Spot, which is the Facebook page where I started it as a Yahoo page 10 years ago, and I still hang out there the most. And somebody who wanted to come up and go out with me on some trails, she'd never done this before at all. And we hiked back I took her to one of the easier trailheads in the Kettle Moraine. And I thought, well, we'll just do a little introductory. We'll walk around. We'll see if we see any of the, huts or any of the branch constructions, that kind of thing. And we happened to pass, looked like a tractor path that kind of veered off away from the main trail. And something about it just made me think we should walk down there, which is usually where I get into big trouble. So we walked in a ways, and sure enough, there was the big X formed by pulling up another sapling about the size of the first sapling and then making them bend and cross and kind of fastening together. And that's generally thought in Bigfoot circles to mean this is your limits. You don't want it here. Don't go beyond this X. And the woman who was with me had brought some couple little nature-friendly snacks, you know, a little fruit, just a couple of things. And she set it down by the X, and we heard this click, 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 clack, click, clack, very sharp and very close. I mean, this wasn't a distant thing. And she did hear it. I have pretty sensitive hearing, and I heard that one, but she heard the next one. The next one was coming from a different direction behind her, and that she heard, and then she heard another one. It sounded like there were two or three different locations, and when they were clicking, it sounded like Morse code. It did. It was like click, click, clack, click, click, clack, clack, click. And, of course, I had just, when she put the food down, I had said out loud, okay, I'm putting my camera away. Do you want to do it? Because, honestly, that is when things happen, which they won't do anything so often. If there's anything big that's ever happened to me, I haven't had the camera with me or on. So I had put my cell phone camera in my pocket. That's when it started. And this kept up, for several minutes, and we started feeling freaked out. We didn't have rocks to answer them with, and I'm not sure that's wise anyway, because you don't know what they're saying. And, you know, it could be, yeah, eat me. I'm the one. I taste the best. I'm just joking because I don't think Bigfoot eat people. But you just don't know. So we started walking out. And all this time I've been thinking, well, could it be a woodpecker? We have lots of woodpeckers in my neighborhood. And I know what they sound like. And it wasn't. I knew that.
Before we learn more about Woody, the woodpecker. That ages me that I even remember a character like that. We've got Linda Godfrey, Monsters Among Us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Sorry, I look into the mirror, as I said before, I see the monster. Linda Godfrey, Chasing Monsters. And where do we go? When you look down these things, and you look down these reports of monsters, I've asked you this question before, but we should mention it because we always have new listeners. How do you vet the stories for people who are just telling stories?
Yeah, that's a great question and one that I'm often asked. I'm going to take 1 second and just tell you one more thing about that experience with the rock clicks, if you don't mind.
Okay, this was not Woody Woodpecker then.
No, it was not Woody Woodpecker because whatever these things were, they followed us out all the way back to the end of this lane, pacing us on either side of the lane. Woodpeckers would not do that. They'll be in one spot. They're very staccato. They have a certain sound. And when they're hammering on a tree, they're not following you out of a woods. That was the freakiest part. That was what let me know this was something really, really unusual, because there's nothing else that does that.
I hope your friend brought an extra pair of Depends. First timers don't always react well to situations like that. Either that or they're just ignorant of what could be going on, which actually could be a blissful thing for some people. But if she had any idea what could possibly have been going on, I bet you she would have been a little bit frightened.
She was astonished and I think really nervous about it and didn't feel well for a couple of days. So, I was actually amazed because I just wasn't sure that it was a real phenomena, and I had it proved pretty well to me that it's exactly what people say. They were keeping out of sight well behind the trees and the bushes, you know, but I just can't imagine what else it would have been. So anyway, sorry, I just wanted to get that in. But as to your other question about how do you vet the tales, that's a really important question because I think especially now where there's been in the past few years kind of a little explosion of sites about dogmen and Bigfoot and other things where every week there's a new person saying, yep, I saw it. I'm, you know, going to collect stories, send you stories to me. And there's more and more of them. And oftentimes I think what happens is somebody sends in a report. It gets just thrown up on the screen or whatever it is. Not all of them, but sometimes that happens. Or there isn't really a way often to vet, say, a first-time caller who's calling in and has this thing to present. You don't know what they're going to say, and it may end up being something that seems really outlandish compared to the general bulk of other sightings of that type. So I'm just saying it's a little more difficult the more reports that are out there. On the other hand, there's more to compare to, and you can get kind of a sense of what is in keeping, in general keeping, not that they'll have to be identical, but in general keeping with most of the other things. And that is where, having done this for 25 years, it gives me a little bit of an advantage, because, you know, there are just certain tones of voice, certain style phrasing, certain attitudes that are taken by the people who are writing that make me just stop and go, you know. And I have gone so far as to ask people outright if they're lying to me. I had one small group of young guys who claimed they had seen two beasts on Bray Road, and I asked them each that separately, and they both, or all, there were actually three of them, they all said no. They were telling the truth, but I wasn't terribly convinced, and then it turned out that they were making it up. You know, so it does happen. I'm helped a bit by the fact that before I started writing the books, I still had my day job at the newspaper, interviewing 1 to 3 people a week for 10 years. You know, that adds up to a lot of people. And when you talk to that many people, you get a sense for when someone's just giving it to you from the heart, or they're being calculating, or they're outright just kind of fabricating.
Right. The simple things like eye contact, nervousness, looking to the left. I mean, there are signs. You know, having interviewed several thousand people myself over the years, you tend to get a real good, I think, sixth sense about someone, how earnest they are. I look for certain phraseology, certain... There's key things that I kind of zero in on that sort of pushes positive buttons, just right. As there's certain things that push throw up red flags and put negative buttons as well. But I think it's pretty easy once you've been out in the field as long as someone like yourself to be able to determine fairly quickly and accurately whether a person is being upfront and honest, whether they're hiding something, or whether they're just totally confabulating something.
Well, I was just going to say, now I'm starting to forget what I was going to say. Please go ahead. It'll come back to me.
We're here to confuse matters. That's the thing. But in vetting people who are making up stories, do you think the fact that we have so many reality shows on TV, and maybe people want their 15 minutes, they're more inclined to make up stuff?
Yeah. Yes, I do. And I think that, again, has been kind of one of the unfortunate side effects of the explosion of reports, because they do show up on so many of these quote-unquote reality shows. But there is another avenue, too, that having been a newspaper reporter, I know how to look things up and check people out online and other places, you know. And so when a person gives me a story, I will go and check out the details of the location, you know, to see if they know what they're talking about, or they were just making up street names or whatever. If they mention other places or other people, I will be able to do that. There was one spectacular story in Monsters Among Us that you gentlemen may remember, and maybe you're planning to bring this up later, but where an incident happened in a church, and I was able to actually track down the minister. It was several years ago. I was able to track down the minister of that church at the time. He wouldn't speak to me, which was sort of telling in itself. But, you know, I was able to locate the church and the minister and all these other things that they had said as part of their story. And they also signed a statement for the publisher with their names and contact information and the statement that, to the best of their knowledge, all statements of theirs were true and factual.
For the sake of our listeners who aren't familiar with that particular account of this transformation, for lack of a better word, why don't you give us a sort of an overview of the claim and then continue with some of the supplemental stuff that you were able to dig up.
Yeah, this was one where it was a middle-aged couple that came to me, just salt-of-the-earth people, feel like, you know, your next-door neighbors, like you've known them all your life. And I met with them several times in person. I had my husband come along, too, because of the nature of their claim, which was that they were sitting in the front row in church some years ago in Illinois, and a woman who was also sitting in the front row. They had sort of a U-shaped pew arrangement, so they were not shoulder to shoulder exactly, but they were looking more directly at her, turned into a full-fledged, old-fashioned style werewolf right in front of their eyes. And it was an average-sized woman, but they said she went, and it was almost an instantaneous transition. It wasn't like the, you know, the snout popping out and the hair coming and the fur covering the body and the fangs and everything popping. They said she kind of twisted her neck once. She let out this horrendous, horrendous, otherworldly scream. And then the next thing they knew, they were staring at a wolf, the figure of a wolf, with covered with fur. He drew a very great witness sketch of it. And the odd thing was that it didn't have paws, it had hoofs. It was a wolf with hoofs. So this was the thing. And, I mean, something like that, you really have to, I felt I really needed to check out. And I did. They told me where the church was, but that it had been demolished. And I went and was able to find that it was indeed there and there were records. As I said, I spoke to the minister. There were other details of the story that I was able to find and confirm. And then also the fact that they both signed this document, which is sort of intimidating when you know it's for a very large publisher and it's part of their legal apparatus, and they didn't even blink about signing it. So I believe them very well.
How soon after the alleged event did they decide to demolish the church?
Yeah, I don't think it was very long.
Probably an hour.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to get rid of this now, folks. It's just too late. It's going to be too late if we don't do our break. It's Monsters Among Us with Linda Godfrey and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.